Welcome to 30 Minutes of VOA Learning English, the voice of America's information service for people learning English. Join us now for our daily magazine show, As It Is, and other programs designed for English learners.
Hello again and welcome back. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. We come to you 7 days a week with an interesting way to improve your American English skills. Here's how it works. After you listen to the program, download the audio and save it as a podcast. You may find the printed words we say on the Learning English website. Print each story and then listen to the audio again as you read along with us. If you want to learn how to speak English in the American style, start slowly at first. Just say a few words or one sentence, then say two sentences, then an entire paragraph or section. If you do this every day, it will not take long until you will find that you have made great progress. Okay, let's get started today with a story about the movies. Years ago, the American writer Kurt Vonnegut said, "There was one story that would always make $1 million, Cinderella." In Hollywood and in today's economy, it is more like $70 million. And that's just a start. Cinderella the movie made that amount in ticket sales when it opened earlier this month. But the merchandising deals linked to the movie are also hugely valuable. Business and entertainment news at the same time, from Anna Mateo.
The respected British actor and movie maker, Kenneth Branagh, directed Cinderella. It stars Lily James as Ella, and Academy Award winner Cate Blanchett as her evil stepmother. Reviews of the movie were mixed. Stephen Ray of the Philadelphia Inquirer called the film a winning redo. Richard Corliss of Time magazine wrote that Disney finally got Cinderella right. Other critics were not as happy with the film. Sarah Stewart of the New York Post suggested the storytelling lacks substance. She wrote, "This Cinderella is all dressed up with nowhere very interesting to go." So the artistic success of the film is open to debate. What is clear, however, is the movie's business success. It is a hit in the theaters, but it is also a hit in retail. And Disney widened its usual market for Cinderella products. There are products connected to the Disney film, targeted not only at little girls, but women too. For example, the famous shoe designer Jimmy Choo partnered with Disney to create a version of Cinderella's glass slippers, or shoes. You can buy them for about $5,000. At that price, you would not want to lose one at the ball, even if that is the way you get your prince. Several other shoemakers also accepted Disney deals to design versions of the famous footwear. The makeup company MAC quickly sold all its products with official links to Cinderella, but lucky buyers were soon selling the products on the online marketplace eBay for many times the original price. HSN is a popular television an online retailer of jewelry, clothing, and objects for the home. The marketer is now an exclusive seller of Cinderella products. So is there anything left for the children? Those people we think of as the traditional audience for the age-old fairy tale? Yes, you can find toys and other children's products at the American retailer JCPenney. Of course, you can also visit a Disney store. I'm Anna Mateo.
are listening to VOA, the Voice of America, and we are coming to you from Washington. Now, business news of another kind. Maybe it isn't as much fun as talking about movies, but it is very important to nearly everyone. The subject is energy. Russia says it will stop sending natural gas to Europe through Ukraine and will start sending it through Turkey. Turkey welcomes the decision. For 10 years, the country has aimed to be a major energy hub or distribution center. But some critics say Turkey is not prepared to play such a role. Christopher Cruz explains.
Attila Yeşilada is a senior partner at Global Source Partners, a research group in Turkey. He says Russia's decision is a major opportunity for his country.
Turkey simply becomes the next Ukraine, and Turkey could become a major energy hub that supplies Europe.
But Mr. Yeşilada says Turkey has a lot of work to do before that can happen. He says Turkey will need to understand the gas market, know the buyers, predict prices, and build places to store natural gas. He says being an energy hub will require a big investment, but it may also bring a lot of money and political power. Volkan Özdemir is an expert at the Institute for Energy Markets and Policies in Turkey. He agrees with Mr. Yeşilada that much work must be done before his country is ready to become an energy hub. He also says Turkey should work to become a place where energy is bought and sold, not just a place through which energy is transported. He says economic sanctions have weakened Russia. He says that means Turkey is in a good position to convince Russia that the two countries should become energy partners. However, one expert says European countries are not happy that Turkey will be replacing Ukraine as the distribution center for Russia's natural gas shipments. Sinan Ulgin is a visiting scholar at the Carnegie Institute in Brussels. He says he is not sure that contracts Russia has signed to supply the natural gas through Ukraine can be legally changed.
Because as things stand, these terms stipulate that the gas will be supplied to Ukraine. And these are long-term contracts, so it's an open question whether the terms can be negotiated.
A top official of the huge Russian energy company Gazprom dismissed such concerns in January. Alexei Miller warned that Europe will have to make changes in its energy centers within 2 years to accept natural gas from Turkey. Last month, Mr. Miller and Turkish Energy Minister Taner Yildiz spent 4 hours in a helicopter looking for possible places for a new natural gas supply route. Turkey is in a strong negotiating position because Russia wants to make the change from Ukraine to Turkey quickly. Gazprom has already reduced the price of natural gas it is selling to Turkey 2 times, and a major pipeline is being built across Turkey from Azerbaijan to Europe. That pipeline will strengthen Turkey's role as a major supplier of energy to Europe. I'm Christopher Cruz.
And I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. You are listening to As It Is from the Learning English Office of VOA, the Voice of America.
Coming up, more programs designed for English learners. You can read and listen to our reports
and download MP3s at learningenglish.voanews.com. You can learn with us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at VOA Learning English.
From VOA Learning English, this is the Health and Lifestyle Report. Most children have heard their parents, at one time or another, yell, "Sit up straight," or "Don't slouch." In the past, this was usually heard at the dinner table, as children ate dinner. But these days, it is also heard around another activity, video games. 10-year-old Awayesh Batliwala from Mumbai, India, admits he spends 3 to 4 hours each day playing games on his tablet computer. His mother, Metzabin, became concerned when her son started saying that his neck hurt. She said, "My son started having neck problems around June or July. The pain slowly spread to his hand and his back. He plays for hours on the iPad and mobile phone. This is what has caused the problem." Sadia Vanjara is a physical therapist. She says the number of young children with chronic pain in their necks, arms, and shoulders is on the rise. Dr. Vanjara says the pain is not from aging, accidents, or disease. It is from poor posture or body position while playing video games.
They are not aging. They haven't had an accident. Their age is like under 10. They are not complaining. Their blood reports are fine. Their x-rays are fine. Their MRIs are fine. Then where is the culprit? And that is the very common thing that's happening amongst all children, and that is the smartphones and the gadgets.
This is a problem in many parts of the world. But there are more smartphone users in India than anywhere else in the world except China. Networking equipment company Cisco estimates that the number of smartphone users in India will increase from 140 million today to 651 million by 2020. 19-year-old student Nita Jamil says she feels pain in the finger which holds the weight of her smartphone most of the day. She says she uses her smartphone 24/7. This means 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or all the time. Dr. Vanjara says the best treatments for the pain are daily exercises.
Start stretching it in all the possible directions that you can.
Correct posture can help prevent pain. Dr. Vanjara teaches children how to hold their gadgets correctly. She tells a patient to hold the gadget in front of the face. She says that bending the head down to look at the device strains the neck and creates an unhealthy bend to the back. Sadia Vanjara predicts we will see not only physical, but psychological and emotional problems resulting from overuse of gadgets. Experts advise taking breaks from using a computer or other device often. Stand up, stretch your legs, back, shoulders, and arms. And when your work or schoolwork is done, unplug and exercise. And that's the Health and Lifestyle Report. I'm Anna Mateo.